Paul, we've been doing this podcast together now for what, 6, 7 years?
Maybe 8 now.
And I believe this is a real first for us. We have never recorded a podcast remotely until now.
That is correct. We have had remote guests, but never the two of us in different rooms.
How's it going for you thus far?
Thus far, good. Yeah, I think this is going to happen. I think it's going to work out pretty good.
Here's to first, and here's Beauty Pill.
Here on Hometown Sounds.
So few reasons left. My only strength is I never understand you, and I'm not gonna learn. Barely an exhalation. Please stop asking. I am willing to burn.
It was incredible. It was gorgeous. It was Beauty Pill. Hey, I'm Tony Parecco.
I'm Paul Vaudreau. Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. We show you how DC
rocks down
even from a long distance. And that song was called Pardon Our Dust from Beauty Pill. So excited that this has finally come out. If you remember, we had members of Beauty Pill, Chad Clark and Aaron Mitchell Nelson, on this very podcast about a year ago, less than a year ago, it was June of 2019, to discuss their partnership, their musical partnership, and everything. It was quite a long discussion, but it was really awesome. And we were excited for this to come out, and it is finally out. There's a new EP that is coming. It's called Please Advise. It is getting released on May 8th, but it is up for pre-order now on Bandcamp, and it comes with that first song. There are different bonus tracks on each physical manifestation of this album, and they cover all the bases. So there is CD, there's cassette, there's vinyl, and there's limited edition bone-colored vinyl. So that's a lot of bonus tracks to collect.
Chad's really making you work for that content.
I know, man. Getting it all in. There's so much. There's so many little tidbits, little bits of trivia about this release and the song and everything. Here's one little bit that came from the Bandcamp. We named our release Please Advise after producer Ted Massaro's famous 1969 memo to Columbia Records about Miles Davis. Miles just called and said he wants this album to be titled Bitches Brew, Please Advise. It's darkly funny to us now, but I bet it wasn't funny to Teo then. Also, the refrain of that song, I'm living inside my own heart, Matt Damon. You may wonder what in the world Matt Damon is doing in this song. Well, because we hosted Beauty Pill on the Millennium Stage, the Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage, back in June of 2018, Chad actually explained this on stage. And I wrote a post for the music video of this song that came out last Friday.
It's really artsy.
Yeah, the music video is beautiful. It's directed by Meredith Bragg, a musician, and it features Aaron Mitchell Nelson dancing. Apparently, she had to dance very quickly, and then they slowed it way down. So it's very beautiful. So in this post, I mentioned a specific time code of the Millennium Stage show, because all of them are, of course, on YouTube, available to watch at your leisure. And he explains that this is something that Prince said to Matt Damon when Matt Damon was trying to make some small talk backstage with his idol. Prince should be everybody's idol. I mean, geez. So that's the new Beauty Pill song. So great that they managed to put up the release through their new record label, which is a Brooklyn label called Northern Spy Records, on the magical Bandcamp day, which was last Friday, which was the day that Bandcamp decided to waive their 15% cut of all purchases and give all of the money to the labels and the musicians. And it was so popular that I had trouble getting through Bandcamp to actually buy stuff for like the whole day. Like I thought, okay, well, I'll just, you know, we're home. What else are we going to do? I'll wait till the evening and everybody will be done by then. But man, it was still really slow. So I had to buy albums and then just wait to download them this, you know, a few days later. But I did manage to buy some albums, including this one. So I hope that many others took advantage of that. I thought it was cool that, you know, the albums were the same price, but yet more money went to the musicians, and that caused such a stampede. And I saw actually somebody on Chad Clark's Facebook post about this, because I think Chad was pretty blown away that everybody was doing this. Everybody was buying all the old Beauty Pill albums, which are awesome too. But that was crazy. And somebody had the very thoughtful suggestion that if you simply add 15% to the price of any album, then that amount of money will go to the musician. So Bandcamp only takes 15% based on the original price. So if you just add 15% on, then that amount of money would go to the musician. So consider that when you are buying your albums and you want to support the musicians. So there you go. So Tony, how you been doing, man?
I've been really chill. It's been fine by me thus far. I have been keeping a list of notes chronicling the things large and small about my experience of this time. And this, I'm going to go through some of them now.
All right.
There was a time before I started working from home and still had to go in. Traffic was great. That was neat.
Yeah.
I did have to go into work to record a podcast about working remotely.
That's ridiculous. Oh, yeah. God.
So at the deli down the street, sometime in the last 3 or 4 weeks at the cash register, there's this bucket of like wide mouth straws. Like they're sort of approaching the size of like the straws in like a boba tea, so you could suck up those tasty balls.
Yeah.
And I wanted to pick one up when I was there, but then I thought, no, wrong move. Not going to flatten the curve with that mindset.
Heck no.
And speaking of flatten the curve, so Lindsay Deming of Church Night fame, she wrote a song about combating coronavirus called Flatten the Curve, and we're going to hear 10 seconds of it right now.
I'm going to stay inside all day, help flatten the curve. I'm going to read a book today, help flatten the curve. I'm going to eat some cookies, watch some TV, play a game. No high fives for you today, help flatten the curve. The curve will spike.
That song was very, very funny, as of course all Church Night stuff is just hysterical.
One, I think she is the first DC area artist to write a song about what's going on. So gold star there. You know, I really appreciated like this little glimmer of let's continue to have fun and let's continue to be good to people the best way we know how, which is by creating fun stuff. You know, and I guess that's kind of like us too.
That's true.
Anyway, back to my list of what's been going on. Hey, you drove over to pick up the recording gear and your instructions were come outside and put it in the trunk.
That's true.
So you're taking social distancing seriously.
Very seriously.
Okay. I did just read that DC gets an A on social distancing. Wyoming gets an F. Which I don't know. It's so much bigger. Like, y'all, this should be a slam dunk for y'all.
I know, really. Come on.
Yeah. So a friend of mine who works at Trader Joe's, she said that a customer came into Trader Joe's wearing a full hazmat suit.
Oh, my God. That's frightening.
And I've been hearing that friends have been going to church on Zoom, and I think that's cute.
That is very cute. Yeah. My mom is basically the webmaster of my church that I grew up going through.
Oh, that's so cute.
It is very cute. And so she's been barraging me with questions about YouTube streaming. And I'm like, I don't know. So, yeah. But they're getting it worked out. They're recording the services like real early and then posting them. So, yeah, it's very important.
Oh, man, that is some up first style of business.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Paul, what's your media consumption been like? And I need to ask. All right. So if the world doesn't already know, Paul Mojer lives his life by watching one episode of a series per day. And I need to ask you, Paul, like, what's up with your media consumption and this rule?
Well, okay. So I finally finished watching The Deuce. Fantastic show. Really, really solid ending. Loved it.
Oh, that's good to hear. Cause like, I don't know. I feel like endings are so canceled.
That's true. So, really, I've been taking advantage of like the extra time to watch more movies. And so, you know, those are very much like, you know, a single unit and then you're done. But I've been like, you know what? This is the Brave New World. Maybe I just need to cave and binge watch a show. I will say I've watched the first couple episodes of The Mandalorian on the Disney Plus.
And I love that Mandalorian.
That seems like a show that you need to binge watch because almost nothing has happened in two episodes. The second episode was like boring. I'm like, oh, this is, oh, so I probably just need to binge watch it. And then
Paul,
then
you have to savor the notes.
I guess. I don't know. So yeah, but I'm trying to do some reading, you know, trying to do some FaceTime with friends and family. I wrote up, here's the thing I did. I wrote up a blog post on my personal blog about online board games that you can play.
I've been noting your posts about things to do.
Yeah. So, Ticket to Ride and I can't remember. There's a bunch. Carcassonne. There's a bunch of board games you can get as apps and then you can connect.
Was Splendor on there?
Splendor's on there. I've never actually
Splendor's
played Splendor.
Great.
But yeah.
Splendor's awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Manage those resources. You'll feel so good.
Yeah. So that was my little suggestion to everybody is, you know, get together on FaceTime and play an online board game with everybody. So, but the other thing I was doing was diving into a little bit of this, you know, streaming concert thing.
All right. What have you seen, Paul?
So the first one I watched was by Free Soil, which is some of our friends at Versus Records, They are an anti-fascist group, and they are kind of drone experimental music. And they put on a show. They were supposed to play at a VFW, I think a week ago Wednesday, and they obviously it got canceled. So they moved their portion of it online and streamed it. So I watched it on my TV, and it was a little intense. I was fine with it, but my girlfriend was a little like, "Ooh, this is a bit much," because they were showing a lot of clips of the coronavirus spread and some other upsetting stuff about the Trump administration and whatnot. So that, you know, it was perhaps use your own judgment for what you're capable of at this time. But the other thing I did was watched a concert on Saturday night that was organized by our dear friend Andy Ziff, formerly of the Cowards Choir, who used to live in DC and now lives down in Florida, and, you know, singer-songwriter, very, very friendly guy, has friends just everywhere. And so he organized this enormous lineup of people, and they did a Zoom. So if you chipped in some money, you got the Zoom link and you could watch it. And it was really nice because it was like a three songs and then pass the mic. So Andy would do three songs and he'd pass the mic to, you know, like Sarah Curtin, and then three songs and she'd pass the mic to Ryan Walker. And there were, you know, some DC people in there, and there were some faraway people I'd never heard of before. And it was really nice. And I really actually reminded me of being at open mic night at IOTA, because it was kind of that style of music, and the fact that you got three songs and then it was somebody different, and it started at like 8 p.m. and went until like past midnight. It was very long, very wonderful. Great to see all those people and interact with them a little bit. So this is what everybody's doing nowadays, is musicians really want an audience. They're very sad, I think, when they don't have the live feedback. So they're trying to get it however they can. And there's just like, I feel like when I pop open my Instagram now, there's always like four or five people that are streaming live right then, and on Facebook and YouTube and whatnot. And actually a friend asked me today, are you going to change your Don't Stay Home column to stay home and watch these streaming shows? And I thought, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe I need to start recommending some of these to watch every night, because there's just a lot going on.
Why don't we keep the show going and play some more new great DC music?
Yeah, Paul, Tony, who's next?
The Screamies.
Let's try out.
It's a real good song.
Yeah. So, okay, that was a track called The Redux, Redux, Redux by The Screamies from their album Disco Fixins, which came out in December. The Screamies is the project of George Holzbach, who wrote in via email to let us know about his band. So my big note to self was that Tony enjoys this band very, very much. I just have the softest spot in my heart for 90s slacker rock like Pavement and Built to Spill. And I would really describe this album as an indie rock album for indie rock lovers. I just love when the guitars are doing crazy bends and it makes it sound like the song's going to just cave in on itself. Another fun fact about the Screamies, they have another very good song called Crimson Tankini. And I spent a lot of time on Macy's.com looking at women's swimwear, like trying to figure out what a tankini is.
Yeah.
And what it's a bathing suit top that covers your midriff.
There you go. It's like a bikini and a tank top got together.
That's what. Oh, I couldn't have figured that out.
Well, always learning on the podcast. Always learning.
Yeah. Paul, let's keep the show going. Who's next?
Next up, we have the Nicole Saphos Band.
Spent all day racking through my head, searching that strong brow and a beard of brownish red. At night I waited on my dreams, but the lonely didn't dare to bring the only thing I need. No, I don't know why I thought that I would sleep okay on the cold dark night. So clearly I have gone and lost my mind. Without you,
I can't do love.
This is what I got to say. Usually we play the songs as we're recording the podcast on some speakers. And, you know, they're good speakers. They're perfectly fine. But now I have my headphones that we're listening to the music in. And I got my big chunky headphones that I brought home from work that I would keep at work for when there was a lot of stuff going on around me and I really needed to focus and screen all that out. So they're big, chunky headphones. And man, these songs sound really good on the headphones, all of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. I'm loving it. That was Can't Get Along by the Nicole Sappos Band from the new album Tacoma Sessions. It was recorded over the course of 3 in-studio concerts in the fall of 2019 at Tonal Park in Tacoma Park, Maryland on October 4th, November 1st, and December 6th. With a stylistic nod to artists like Dirty Projectors and Amy Mann, the 12-track live album delivers a sequence of groove-heavy, pop-friendly originals complemented by bold vocal harmonies. So says the Bandcamp. That comes out on June 12th, 2020.
So Paul, a note here that we last featured Nicole Sappos on the podcast about a year ago with a song called Firefly that she made with Alan James, but she more recently appeared on this year's holiday episode where she did her awesome bass thing and sang some harmonies on Amy K. Bormitt's track Give Me Love at Christmas Time.
That is correct. Nicole Sappos is an in-demand jazz bass player, but that is sort of, you know, straddling the line between jazz and pop, and it's really cool. Her band for this included Maureen Andari and Sarah Curtin of The Sweater Set, and also John Lee and Elle Rubinstein, that we obviously are big fans of Nicole Sappos here on this podcast. And you know what else is awesome about being big fans? We need to mention this, that back on March 11th, another podcast called The Daily Rec, which is, let's see, the description of it is a short daily show about great recommendations. Listen every morning, Monday through Friday. It is a production of the podcast network Rixi. And on March 11th, they published an episode entitled Hometown Sounds. And they tagged Hometown Sounds on social media. And I saw this and was like, what is this? This can't be us. But it was. It was, in fact, us. This is from musician Tanner Carlton, who used to live in this area and moved a little bit far away, but apparently still listens to and loves our podcast and made an episode of his podcast talking about ours. And I immediately messaged Tony and we were both completely blown away. It was amazing. So check out this, the Daily Rec podcast. There's a lot of really cool things.
Yep. I really admire, I think it's a brilliant idea to have a podcast that is between like 2 and 5 minutes. Oh man. So digestible, easy to make. Oh, Tanner, you're onto something, man.
Keep that going. Everybody go subscribe.
Show keep go.
Let's keep this podcast going, man. Who do we have next?
Hannah Jay and The Hideaways.
All right.
Traditional style worked fine for a while, until I woke up one day in a cloud in my gaze. I had tunnel vision, focused on a prize, lacking inner vision, complete in my disguise. No level of precision, no perfect accent, near 20/20 vision. Retreat from the frightening world outside. 2020 vision. I crafted the perfect shape.
Delightful.
Wasn't it? That was Hannah J and the Hideaways with a track called New Frames. It is from their debut self-titled album, which, okay, quick confession, there was a time in my life when I thought eponymous was pronounced eponymous. But their record came out on February 28th, and they also have New Frames sunglasses for sale on their Bandcamp, which I think is very cute. Hannah J and the Hideaways say about themselves that they are steeped in the folk storytelling tradition, creating an artful fusion of rootsy acoustic Americana, folk, and country music while weaving compelling contemporary musical narratives that speak to the challenging day-to-day realities of the millennial experience. And for me, what I love about Hannah J and the Hideaways is how they pivot so effortlessly from playing like kind of folk music to sort of like pop country, like really on a dime.
Yeah.
And gosh, delightful. They recorded their record at Tonal Park in Tacoma Park, which is the same recording studio that had those concerts for the Nicole Sappho's band. And they were playing a virtual concert this evening at 8, just when you and I were getting started to do the podcast.
I feel like these bands, they kind of spread it out a little bit. I mean, we're probably going to be at home for a while, and I feel like everybody's rushing to get it done like the first week, the second week, and we're going to...
We got
to
let the ecosystem settle, people.
Yeah, definitely.
More show. Paul, who's next?
Next up, it's Jackie and the Treehorns. Thank you.
I love how it took half the song before the drum set kicked in.
That sounded to me like Jackie and the Treehorns goes to a rave in the late 90s.
It was so cool. That was Jackie and the Treehorns with a track called Hidden Cameras. This track is out April 3rd, but we got it in advance, so you got to hear it here on this cool podcast. What's been so cool for me to see is Jackie and the Treehorns now explores some really cool dynamic spaces. That's what they've grown into, and it's been really cool to hear over the years. Also, they did get a hook stuck in my head. It was something, 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 something. Robots. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, they have some catchy, catchy songs.
I remember their 2015 debut release. I love it when a band like gets some content like in your head that's funny and ridiculous. But their debut release is called Do You Mind If I Wear a Clown Mask? And Jackie Treehorn is a character from The Big Lebowski, a wealthy pornographer, which just made me reflect about how there are two DC area bands whose names are references to The Big Lebowski.
It is so epic a movie. It is influencing everybody for years, years after it came out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's like kind of almost the end of this tier podcast. I've been freaking out the whole show because like, what am I going to say instead of and see them play live?
I know.
Like, what's my job, Paul?
We'll find out because we're almost at the end of this podcast. So please follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Hometown Sounds. We have a website. It's hometownsoundsdc.com. And back in the day, we used to do show recommendations there, and now we don't do that anymore. But we still got music videos. We still got the podcast. We have an email address. It's dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. Please send us your stuff, like some of the cool people on this podcast. But really, of course, the important thing is to support all of these musicians who are maybe having a tough time right now. All the people that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play online.
There you go.
Did you do a good job, Paul?
Nailed it. And we have one last track for you. This is Janella Penn and Anthony Parag. They, of course, are the experimental duo Janelle and Anthony. And Anthony is also a member of The Mesthetics, and Janelle also plays with a bunch of other people. Janelle plays cello and Anthony plays guitar, and they put out a pair of covers on Bandcamp that are both of Bruce Springsteen. The one that we are going to play for you is I'm on Fire. It is the fourth single off of Bruce Springsteen's 1984 album Born in the USA. If you are more partial to the title track, that one is also available on Janelle's Bandcamp. They are both pay what you want downloads. So you know what? You should probably pay a little bit because all proceeds will go directly to local artists and musicians struggling during the COVID-19 crisis. She wrote about this song. It is dedicated to Marilee LePenn, who was an artist and teacher. She was born and raised in Chicago and went to the Art Institute of Chicago, where she met my grandfather, Walter LePenn, a.k.a. Pop Pops. They were married and moved around the world for Walter's work as a naval officer living in Hawaii, Morocco, Virginia, and settling on the Eastern Shore outside of Ocean City. They had a specialty shop called Shell C that was in Shantytown Village until 2007. On March 19th, 2020, Marilee died of natural causes with her husband by her side. So this is a beautiful tribute to her, and we hope you like it. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul.
And we will see you all next time.